This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver students are walking out of school this morning and heading to the state capitol. They're demanding that lawmakers take action to prevent gun violence. The students say they deserve to feel safe while they're at school. The walkout comes after a 16-year-old student at East High School was shot in front of the school in February and died this week. A bill to require companies give their workers regular schedules and compensate them for last-minute changes failed at the state legislature yesterday. Democratic lawmakers who voted against the bill say they support its goals, but were concerned about the possible consequences. Representative Nikita Ricks.
Some of the issues that I had with the bill, looking at it as a whole and for Colorado, was the one-size-fit-all approach for every industry.
The proposal was strongly opposed by a wide range of business groups. The Fair Work Week Act failed in committee 2-8. Ricks says they'll introduce a more nuanced version in the future. Hunters can now apply for big game permits for the 2023 season. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the initial application window for bear, deer, elk, moose, and pronghorn runs until April 4th. A second draw is held in late June. Leftover licenses go on sale August 1st, and hunting seasons are held in the fall. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It is 10:04, which means coming up, we'll listen to 1A. And in the Friday News Roundup, we will talk about Eli Lilly announcing its plan to slash its insulin prices by 70%. Along the Front Range right now, temperatures are in the lower 40s to mid 30s. And there is a slight chance of snow from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs later this afternoon. Otherwise, highs will be in the low 50s.